Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met Micronesian President Wesley Simina in Beijing. President Xi said both sides should continue to build their partnership under the Belt and Road Initiative, enhance infrastructure cooperation, and conduct more people-to-people exchanges. He also says China is ready to offer climate assistance to Micronesia under the framework of South-South cooperation. President Simina thanked China for its assistance. He said Micronesia is ready to enhance cooperation in agriculture, fishery, trade, investment, tourism, and the digital economy. He adds Micronesia will play an active role in China's partnership with Pacific Island countries. Chinese President Xi Jinping also met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Beijing. He emphasized China's support for Russia in following a development path that aligns with national conditions. He said China supports Russia's efforts in combating terrorism and maintaining social security and stability. President Xi called for deeper bilateral communication. He underscored the significance of working together within frameworks such as BRICS and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. The Israeli Prime Minister is promising to eliminate Hamas in Gaza, focusing now on Rafah. The southern city is a refuge for more than 1 million Palestinians. Benjamin Netanyahu says he now has a date to move forward with a new ground offensive. AP correspondent Sam Menek has more.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not buckling, either under pressure for him to resign or for him not to go into Rafah. For the second day in a row, he doubled down, saying that a date was set to go into Rafah and that no amount of force could stop him. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the United States has not been given a date from Israel. However, the two are in regular contact, and they have told them that whatever military operation they are planning, that they must ensure to mitigate civilian casualties. There are about 1.5 million people sheltering in Rafah, and it's unclear where they're supposed to go. Much of Gaza has been reduced to rubble. I've spoken to many people in Rafah. They say that they know of this looming offensive, and they are terrified that they don't know where they're supposed to go when it happens.
An explosion at a power station in northern Italy has killed at least 3 people and left several others injured. Reports say 3 people remain missing. The incident occurred at a hydroelectric power station at the Suviana Reservoir in the Apennine Mountains south of Bologna City. Search and rescue efforts are underway. South Koreans are voting in the country's legislative elections to choose the next 300-seat parliament. The vote is widely seen as a midterm referendum on President Yoon Suk-yeol's administration. Yoon's approval ratings remain low amid a doctor's strike, rising food prices, and allegations of corruption. Analysts have suggested the opposition may retain their majority or even increase it. A bus accident in central India has killed at least 12 people and injured about 15 others. Reports say the bus carrying about 40 workers of a local distillery fell into a ditch. Some of them escaped unhurt. Searchers have recovered the bodies of 6 people from the site of a collision between their fishing boat and a panamanium container ship last week off the southwestern coast of Hainan Province. 2 people remain missing. The collision took place near the town of Inguhai around midnight Wednesday. Ma Ying-jeou, former chairman of the Chinese Kuomintang Party, has visited Peking University in Beijing along with a youth delegation from Taiwan. He says to promote cross-strait exchanges between students is the most important original intention of the visit. Currently, there are more than 260 students and 16 teachers from Taiwan studying and working at Peking University, as well as many exchange students visiting professors and visiting scholars from Taiwan. More than 600 enterprises have signed up for the 7th China International Import Expo, which will be held later this year in Shanghai. These firms include over 200 Fortune 500 companies and industry leaders. In sports, Chinese player Zhang Zhizhen has made history by advancing to the second round of the 2024 Monte Carlo Masters after defeating Marcos Giron in 3 sets. Zhang becomes the first player from the Chinese mainland to reach this stage in the event. And that's the news, I'm Tian Yu.